B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us
from PC Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through giving me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia
page. What high school did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That stuff.
Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't
you
add it.
You added that. Yes, you did.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to Roy, and Loren will be back here briefly. Where did she go?
So she says that her son was playing with the printer, and now the printer's jammed. Not active this morning. This must have happened like yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But.
Well, we're here on a March 30th broadcast live for you. And, you know, we always start off Monday with a song because the weekend is so long. We need something to pick us up and get us through.
Yes.
This was actually a text recommendation from someone. We did the free-for-all on Friday. We did it all day, and we couldn't get through it with all the song requests. So someone said we should play JoJo's Get Out, Leave for the COVID-19 virus.
Because we wanted to get out and leave. I like it.
Exactly. So okay. How about we start the show on a Monday morning with some JoJo going old school for you.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Mani, Roy, and Loren. We had JoJo at our Christmas concert. What was that, 2017?
Yeah, I think it was a couple years ago.
Sounds about right. Yeah. And we are here on a Monday for you. How's everybody doing? How was your weekend in 30 seconds, Loren?
It was good. I would say multiple pregnancy meltdowns.
Good.
Multiple.
Would Dallas say the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's been handling me with kid gloves for the last like 24 hours. And it got so bad that last night I literally literally ripped my underwear off because I like ripped them. Like ripped them off my body
Dallas
because I was so uncomfortable.
Dad's excited.
Throwing singles at her.
Yeah.
If this wasn't in the middle of the night, it probably would have been cute, but it was like 2 a.m.
Yeah, you were having a meltdown over text chain because they think that we're going to be under lockdown until April 30th, and you were really upset about that.
Yeah, and it's not, and I'm not upset that we're under lockdown. I'm 30 days seems so permanent to me, and it makes me mad because I'm still seeing people in Florida who are on the dang beach, who are partying with their friends, and like people can't get it together. And I'm like, if you, what did you call them, COVIDiots, can't get it together, we're going to be locked inside all summer. And I like mentally could not handle the thought of that.
Oh, for sure. Like, in a perfect world, we would only be experiencing this for 2 weeks so we could flatten the curve. But you idiots keep getting spreading this damn virus.
COVIDiots.
COVIDiots.
You know what the police need to do in Florida? What they did in Brazil. They take the police helicopter and shoot sand and chase people off the beach with helicopter blades and people run. It's savage, but...
I saw that they closed the borders and like, well, not closed the borders, but there's checkpoints now. So you can't get into Florida unless you're a Florida resident because everybody from the border is coming in to go to the beaches.
Yeah. And the lakes were packed this weekend here and the lakes are still open. You just have to, stay away from each other.
Did you see that the parks were like really crowded?
Yeah.
And the health director was so upset. Commissioner in Mecklenburg County was so upset with everyone.
Yeah.
Yo, don't be in big groups.
Yeah, I saw Roy got a Mecklenburg County message emailed to us. We're on like the official messages, and it said that they may reconsider park rules.
Yeah, I know. And they told us, and I think I got the same message, and it was like, and you can't play basketball. No pickup games.
And no tennis.
No group games, no tennis.
Well, they're like...
Which I was like, oh, no.
Basketball and tennis, what am I going to do? That's what
we can see a golf course from where our house is, and like they're still packed. And like their idea was to give like one person a cart, unless you were in a family. But I'm like, guys, this is just, like, can we just get it together, please?
Yeah, yeah, I know, man, but people need these activities to be sane. Yeah,
go ahead, Manny.
I was just going to say, it's the same thing I said to my wife over the weekend. You know, what makes America great and also what makes America tricky is the freedoms that we have and the fact that we're not dragged out of the streets like in China or forced to be into our homes like in Italy. Like, our government gives us the freedom to make the right choices and we don't always do it.
I know.
What about you, Roy?
So this weekend was a pretty big quarantine weekend. I did, though, have to take some classes. I have to take my postgraduate for real estate. And my professor, teacher, and postgraduate, he used to be, like, the head chef for Ritz-Carlton in Miami.
Loren knows him?
Yeah, dined with him many times. And I couldn't get past that he was like this head chef and now he's this real estate postgraduate teacher. And so, you know, we have to do it online because, of course, you can't take your classes in person. And so you can raise your hand in Zoom, but evidently he doesn't know how to acknowledge and like talk back to you. So he's like, don't raise your hand. Go to Q&A.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I hit raise your hand like, as soon as that happens because I think it's funny. And then he starts getting upset, and so I stop that. And so in the Q&A, I start asking him a ton of, like chef questions.
Cooking
not
questions.
Not real estate questions. Not related to real estate. And he was cool about it. He answered, like, two, and then, like, the other seven went unanswered. And I know he was so upset at me.
Do you have any recipes on how to do that quarantine chicken?
Oh, I'd be like, so, hey, I'm having issues keeping my dinner hot when I'm trying to fix all my other sides. Got any remedies for that?
That's funny.
So I was having fun with it, good. You know. I was probably annoying him half to death. But listen, I got to keep saying, you know, am I quarantined? And if I got to take schooling, I'm going to have some fun with it.
Nice. My weekend was predominantly me sneezing and my watering eyes from the allergies. It's a double-edged sword. The kids want to be outside. And then yesterday was windy. And it was like, yeah. And I was sneezing every 2 seconds. And then my movies, after I sneeze, I tell everyone I'm coming down with something. And
COVID.
Yeah, did you see that kid got arrested? Coughing on someone and telling them locally here. I want to say Belmont. Coughing on someone.
I saw that on Friday. Like, people were doing that, and they're calling it, like, terroristic threats.
Yeah, coughed on someone and said he had corona. He's in court today. COVID idiot.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, Friday I cleaned off the porch and sprayed off all the pollen, and by Sunday there's a thick layer back. I mean, you just can't beat it.
All right. Well, we're ready to go with our broadcast producer. Nicole's here this morning. She says, good morning, everybody. And
good morning.
We are going to tell you how you could win your share of $500. Not once, not twice, not three times, not four times, not five times. How many times?
Seven times.
I love it. Seven times a day. We'll tell you how you can win that today. Coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Coronavirus is spreading like crazy through the Carolinas. I mean, it is, I think this is the, of course, highest weekend ever that we've ever experienced.
And I hate to say it, but I feel like the quicker we get to that peak, the quicker we start flattening the curve, they say, you know?
Well, the faster everyone stays home, too. I know it stinks. I know it's, like, so hard to be home and, you know, maybe be by yourself, but it's just the best thing, and we'll get through this so much faster if people do it more quickly.
Well, Roy Cooper's curfew goes into effect today at 5 p.m., the stay-at-home orders from the governor for all the counties of North Carolina. Also, Mecklenburg County says, even though Cooper put his stay-at-home orders out there, that you should still follow local orders.
Right, because theirs is more strict.
Theirs are more strict? Governor Cooper's
Mecklenburg County is more strict.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, in Mecklenburg County, I can't do real estate, but I can do real estate under Governor Cooper's order.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yep. So Mecklenburg County is asking you to follow the local orders, and that will go into effect at 5 o'clock today. Now, we know how many people have lost their jobs or taken pay cuts or have been furloughed because of the coronavirus and the effect it's having on a lot of service industry people I mean, it affected everybody. That's why we are bringing back the KISS cash code. We went to our bosses last week or 2 weeks ago, and we said, hey, now more than ever, we need to have money for people to win. And we thought for sure they'd throw us out of the conference call that we were on, but they didn't.
No. We have, for you, $500 seven times a day. Seven chances for you to get money, and you need it. Everyone needs it.
So you got your first shot this morning with us at 8 a.m., then 10 a.m., then noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8. So after 8 a.m., it's real easy. It's every 2 hours. Every 2 hours, you're going to have your shot at $500. Lauren, how do people win it?
So we're going to give you a code word at those times, and all you have to do is text that number, and you could be in to win $500. Plus, even if you don't win the $500, you'll still be in to win $10,000 at the end of this.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really, really good stuff. So your first shot to win $500 from KISS 95.1's KISS cash code comes up at 8 a.m. Over the weekend, I was on the radio a little bit. I was calling it quarantine cash. Maybe if you're quarantined and you can't go to work, you know, win some cash. Hopefully it helps you pay some bills. And the great thing is like everybody is working with you, whether it's but you've got to make the call and reach out to these people. Your cable companies, your internet providers, your insurance companies, your mortgage companies are all willing to work with you, but you've got to ask them to. So good luck to everybody. Hopefully you win some money today starting at 8 a.m. Up next, though, Roy, you got some good news stories for us to get us started on a Monday?
I do. I got some good news that's going on in the nation and here locally in your backyard. We need some good news with all the coronavirus stuff going on. It's coming up in 5.
Not even, Roy. Coming up in 2.
Oh, and
2 minutes.
Oh, moving things along.
Moving things along.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, KISS 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. This is the part of the show that I love, Loren. It's where Roy scours the internet to try and find good stories, both locally and nationally, that could put a smile on our face during these crazy times.
I love this, too.
Uh-oh, your mic's not on, bud. I don't hear you. Hey, that's the best news all day. I can't hear you. Hold on, let me make sure you're connected all right. Sorry, everybody.
Real time. I don't know. I can hear him just fine.
Yeah, it says you're connected. Is your mic on, bud?
Your battery's dead? Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got an idea. Talk to us through the app here. I'll turn the volume up. Okay, go ahead, buddy. What did you want to say?
Why is this happening?
I don't know.
Okay. Literally, we were all talking to each other 2 seconds ago.
I'm sure it's a user error board issue.
It's not me.
Okay, let me just get through this, and then we'll troubleshoot. Texas Roadhouse CEO gives up salary for a year to pay workers. Which is really good news. A lot of people, especially in the service industry, are losing their jobs because the one thing people can't do is eat in restaurants.
You think the Texas Roadhouse CEO would give up his salary to buy Roy a new microphone, or is that asking too much?
Oh, probably. That's too much. You know, the sad part is the radio station here bought me this brand new microphone so I could broadcast from home, and now it's not working. Okay.
And that's your new one.
Yeah, it's my new one. A Florida customer leaves restaurant staff a $10,000 tip, which, granted, I don't have $10,000 money, but I've been trying to tip a little bit better with my takeout. If we go to local news, UNCC faculty creating 3D printed masks for healthcare workers.
I saw that. That's a great story.
Faculty members are stepping up to help out the healthcare workers with the coronavirus outbreak. And, you know, there's a nationwide shortage of medical gear, and UNCC Charlotte is stepping up to help out. That's all I have for you for now. I got to go figure out what's wrong with my microphone.
I'm Roy Brown, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's your news.
Oh, man. We're going to give you guys an update on something we started last Monday, so it's been a week. It's called Operation Kids Care. The MRL show, Nicole and my son Dean
can you hear me?
Started this. There we go. Hi, bud.
Oh, thank you. Wow.
What'd you do? Just disconnect and reconnect?
I just reloaded the page.
Makes sense.
It just somehow worked.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
I was talking about Operation Kids Care. It's been 1 week since Nicole and my son Dean kind of launched this MRL show, Operation Kids Care program. And it's a way for you to have the kids do some creative time writing cards for the people that are in long-term care facilities who can't see their family and can't see their friends. It puts a smile on their faces to get a card from people. So it's like a two-prong attack. Gives your kids something good to do, gets them off the screens. You know, they're not doing homework, so it's a little more fun. And we're telling you to send the cards to the radio station, and we're going to bring them to facilities all over the Carolinas. We're looking for 1,000 cards.
Okay.
So we'll get an update from producer Nicole where we're at. And there's a couple cards that are sitting here from some kids. I thought maybe, Loren, we could go through them and read a couple of the cool messages that are in there for the people in the care facilities.
Cute. I love it.
All right. All right. We'll be back, you guys, in less than 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, guys. I love you. I listen to you every day. How are you?
Love you.
Love you.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
And we are all here, Roy and Loren, working from home. A lot of people are asking, Loren, are you coming back to the studio because your time is up on the 2-week quarantine that the company put you on after your trip to Spain?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't think
not
you should.
Until, yeah, not until this whole thing is resolved. My doctor is just concerned, obviously, because I'm pregnant. And she's like, if you're working from home and it's working, she's like, there's no sense in risking it.
I agree. I don't think we're going to see you back in the studio till October.
Yeah.
The way I see it is you'll be quarantined.
September.
Yeah, it should be before October.
Okay.
Yeah.
September. Is that when your maternity leave is up?
If I have the baby the first week in June, it
yeah.
is.
Yeah, okay. So, anyway, she's working safely from home. Roy's working safely from home. I'm in the studio, and producer Nicole's in another studio, just so everybody understands what's going on here. Even the news is working that way.
Yeah, it's better that way. And I'm not sick either, by the way, but I'm immunocompromised. So my doctor doesn't want me to be risking it to get the biscuit. Risk it to get the biscuit is what they say.
Literally, Roy catches everything, so this is best for him to be out of
and all of us
out of harm's way. Producer Nicole started MRL Show's Operation Kids Care, and this is something we all want to get behind. It is real easy. Have your kids write some cards to some of the older people in long-term care facilities who can't take visitors right now. And it's awesome because it helps the kids keep busy and they can get their creative juices going. And at the same time, we'll deliver these cards to different facilities all over the Carolinas. Producer Nicole, I know we're trying to get 1,000 cards and it's been 1 week. And I think we're up to somewhere around 250 or so. Would you say that's right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we got our first shipment from listeners. We got that Friday morning, and then you brought in some today. So that's the ones that you brought in today are our new ones.
Okay. So, yeah, here's some of the cards that people wrote. This one says, Happy Spring. Love, Dean, 7 years old. That's my son.
Very nice.
Here's another one that says, Hi, hope you have a fantastic day. We love you. And that is from Haley, age 6.
Aww.
These are the cards that people are writing to people, and we'll drop them off. Operation Kids Care. This one says, hope you have a fantastic day. Make sure you smile. I love telling jokes. I wish they wrote a joke in here. That's
maybe
from,
you could just fill one in for him.
That's from Devin. Yeah. I'll put a dirty one in there.
No.
Oh.
Two Catholics walk into a bar.
Okay.
Here's another one that says Happy Spring. And, I mean, there's just so many cute cards, different colors. So we want you to have the kids write these cards. And, by the way, did you see Melania Trump, the first lady, FLOTUS, posted this?
Mm-mm.
I mean, not about ours. She should have posted about ours, but she said this is something fantastic to do. Have your kids make cards for the people that are in these long-term care facilities that need our help.
Yeah.
Put smiles on their faces. In some cases, they can't even leave the room, y'all.
I know.
Not even go to, like, the community section to see their friends. They're literally locked to their small little room. So this card would brighten so many people, so many faces. Mail them to the radio station. We'll drop them off at the facilities. All the details at kiss951.com.
MRL Show's Operation Kids Care. So, it's interesting because our boss, Quagmire, said he says a lot of things, and a lot of things are awesome, like the fact that he brought back the KISS cash code, which your first shot to win $500 comes up at 8 a.m. this morning. That's great. Then he also said, WSOC-TV did this thing really cool. They put a microphone in the middle of Vermeer Bearden Park, and they let people just come up and say whatever was on their mind about COVID-19, the coronavirus, whatever you want to call it. And he told me to turn on the news, and it was kind of interesting because you got a mix of people who are like, oh, it's a beautiful day, I'm so happy to be out, to right. like another husband got on, and he was concerned because his wife's a nurse working on the front line.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is a radio thing that TV has stolen from us, because what we should do, and we haven't done it in like the 3 weeks we've been dealing with this, y'all. We just haven't opened up the phones to let you just get whatever you want off your mind.
Yeah. Vent.
I guess, you know what, Roy? Like, are you an optimist that says this is going to flatten out in a couple weeks? Like the April 30th date that President Trump and Governor Cooper have put on us? Like, do you think in 30 days from now, 1 month, things will be better? Or are you a pessimist? It's like, no. I mean, I know somebody who thinks we're going to be in this for 18 months.
18 yes. months?
I don't even want to speak to that person.
Yep.
18 months? Nobody would have a job at the end of 18 months.
That's what I said. And they're like, dude, they work in advertising in New York City. They're like, it's just an absolute disaster here. Which is true.
It is bad there, yeah.
I don't even know how you can look that far down the tunnel. Like, to me, like, give me 2 week increments. Like, I can do anything for 2 weeks. Like, 30 days seemed a little, like, permanent to me, but 18 months, oh my gosh.
704-570-9595 is how you reach the Mania Roy and the Ren Show. I mean, I'm optimistic. I think hopefully we'll get a handle of this in a month, but
me too.
At the same time, I am very nervous and concerned whenever I'm out in public. I am very concerned about that, especially after being, I don't want to say yelled at, but after being very told directly from my doctor that, hey, this is what could happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to get this.
Yeah.
So, you know, now we take all sorts of precautions. We had the fellow from Pizza Hut deliver the pizza last night in a trash bag wearing gloves, and I left the money on the porch.
That's smart.
Wow.
That's smart. I went and got bagels from a local shop yesterday. They're doing one person in, one person out, the Bagel Bin in Ballantyne. I'll give them a plug. And, you know, good mom and pop shop. And they put the bagels in a paper bag. I ordered them online, just went in and picked them up. And then I got home, Roy, and I put a plastic bag down on the counter, put the paper bag that they gave me, took the bagels out, threw the bag away, and wiped the counter down. Is it overly protective? Probably.
Yeah, but better safe than sorry. Yeah. Like, even better Trader Joe's, like, there's a line to get into Trader Joe's right now, and they're asking you, like, if you bring your own bags, like, we're going to let you bag your own groceries, too, so that it's one less person touching your stuff.
Well, listen, we've got 12 lines. Let's line them up. And by the way, let's open this. We don't typically do this. We'd like to hear from people 18 and older, but, like, if you're younger than 18, what's on your minds this morning? You know, if you're someone who's maybe graduating, you're 17 years old and you're listening, are you bummed? How bummed out are you that you might not walk this year?
Or how excited are you that the end of the school year has already came? It could be both.
That's true.
I mean, by the judging of seeing all the kids in my neighborhood, you guys are having all sorts of fun. So let us know.
Pizza, I want some more.
Are you needing a little more MRL in your life? Take us everywhere with our on-demand podcast. Use our Kiss95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Now, Colin, what's on your mind Monday? What do you think about the virus? What do you think about the quarantine? Are you someone who is laid off? You took a pay cut? Whatever it is, we're just kind of letting you put it out there in the universe. Have conversations with us at 704-570-9595. We have 12 lines. 10 are lit up. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Say good morning to Kathy in Marshville, you guys. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. Good morning.
What's on your mind, Kathy?
I am so tired. I work at one of the banks in Walmart, and I see two parents, mother and father, out with newborn babies in this stuff. And they've got them in the little carts and the little carriers with the little covers over them, but that's not enough. And then I also see them carrying the babies around, showing them to people, and it's just wrong. Keep your kids at home, or at least one parent stay in the car with them.
Yeah, you wonder, Kathy, if it's just being naive or it's just like, hey, we don't have any other options. Like, you know.
But if it's two parents with them, I mean, why can't one of them stay home with the children? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what irks me.
You know, I'm part of this, like, mom's message board on what to expect when you're expecting. There's a lot of first-time moms, and there's just so much misinformation out there and not enough information out there for first-time parents. And I'm not making excuses for people doing what you're saying they're doing. But people are so frustrated because they're like, we want to have showers. We want to be able to show our babies off, but it's just not the time to do it. Like, there will be a time. Exactly. Now is just not the time.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for being on that front line, Kathy, dealing with people at the bank and Walmart. What you do is very, very important for us. So thanks so much.
Well, thank you.
And that goes for everybody.
Send us a text when hand sanitizer comes in.
or take a picture if someone freaks out and punches somebody over a banana. Hey, our favorite trucker.
Is it Trucker Bob?
It is Trucker Bob.
Trucker Bob, welcome to the Manny Roy the Red Morning Show.
Good morning, guys. Your roving reporter on the way back from California. I'll be in the home today. I wanted to talk about the people that are forced to work or not. Forced is the wrong word. You got a lot of people out here like myself. We're hauling food grade. We're hauling medical. We're hauling personal hygiene. And our families are under stress, too. I'm away from mine. They're going on lockdown. I deal with people all the way across the country, and it's amazing. The people that support the truckers are more concerned about us than they are themselves, and they're in the same boat. And a lot of people that are doing without paychecks, I feel kind of bad because I'm going to get my paycheck, but I'm also at a greater risk. I've been to Seattle. I've been to Los Angeles last Friday. But the thing is, people are doing the work with a good attitude. They're not complaining or anything like that, and they're showing concern for each other. We're all in a group out here, kind of quarantined ourselves because we're out here in the front lines, and we're working hard across the board to morally support each other. And you have no idea what your radio show does for me every day. You know, it keeps me in touch with home.
Well, Trucker Bob, you don't know what you do for us, buddy. We love it every time you call in, and we're so thankful of you and all the truck drivers because the one thing the stores need, that's supplies, and you're out there making that happen. So thank you so much.
We just love you guys and just know that I'm with you all the time.
We know you are. Welcome home, Trucker Bob, all the way back from the West Coast to Mooresville today. From like Trucker Bob, who is speaking for all the truckers moving stuff across the country, let's say good morning to Leslie and Hildebrand, who's dealing with another issue that the coronavirus is bringing. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Welcome to the show. So go ahead. What would you like to say?
I have two seniors. I have a senior in high school and a senior in college, and I may not get to see them walk across the stage. And they work so hard for this. And to not be recognized and get to walk with their class, it's such a disappointment.
As the show college graduate, along with producer Nicole, I would like to say that you might be thinking to yourself, does the walk really matter? You have the paper that you could post up in the office. Producer Nicole, are you in there shaking your head no that the walk doesn't matter? Because I completely disagree.
Yeah, I mean, literally, like, there were all of my friends didn't show up to the walk because it just didn't care. And to this day, of all the memories from my senior year, I will tell you that when I look at my diploma and when I look at pictures, I do not think of my walk at all.
Oh, Leslie, I loved the walk. My grandmother was there. My parents were there. They said my name properly. They didn't say Steve Manny. They said Steve Manny, communications BA. And I grabbed my diploma, and it was a proud moment for me, Leslie. I get it.
It is. It's a moment in time, and you want that memory.
Well, buddy, I know you loved it. You got to wear a flowy dress. You got to throw a hat up in the air.
I got the sachet across the stage. It was fantastic. The only thing missing was RuPaul. Thanks, Leslie. We love you and your kids. We're proud of them.
Thank you. I love you guys. Oh, bye-bye.
Thanks.
Love you.
And by the way, no messages really have come down from any of the school systems, including the colleges, on what they plan on doing for the walks for the graduations.
That's what I was going to say. I'm sure they're going to do something for these kids, even if it's delayed or if it's a virtual graduation. Like, I don't know that it is. I think it is a big moment in your life.
Listen, it's open mic Monday. If you're what's on your mind Monday, we're calling it. If you are just joining us, there's a couple more people on hold. Let's just let them get their thoughts out and just move on. Okay. Roy, okay. Bang through these. Chelsea in Mooresville.
Hey, Chelsea, you're on with the Mandy Moore and the Rim Morning Show. Go ahead.
My biggest, I guess, complaint or not complaint, but concern is that the social media and the news is really hyping this virus up, which it is serious. But, you know, they're saying all these people have died because of the virus when really they're underlining health issues that they have along with the virus. And that's not what they're saying on the media or on Facebook or anything like that.
Chelsea, I know a lot of people agree with you.
I don't know. I don't know. I saw where Joe Diffie died, and it clearly said in the news that it was because of underlying health conditions and complications.
Yeah, especially the two that died in North Carolina. The one was from Virginia, but they didn't put on the news that he had underlying health issues, and then I saw it on Facebook, and there it was.
Yeah, Chelsea's thing is not in the headline, you know, like... had heart issues, died of coronavirus. It's died of coronavirus.
Yeah. Right. And they also, I mean, there's HIPAA laws too. Like, they can't put out there exactly what the person had and their names and everything else. You know, it's unfortunately, we're going to get the generalization right now because of HIPAA laws.
James has an interesting thought, Roy. He's thinking kind of along the lines of this other person I was talking about who says we could be in this for 18 months. Go ahead, James. Rock Hill, our last call.
Yes, sir. I mean, we can. I don't mean to be pessimistic about this, but we could be dealing with this for a year or more. I live in Rock Hill, and I'm frustrated with our leadership being McMaster and Trump, and I'm a Republican, because they refuse to put us in lockdown. They need to put us in lockdown now. I know they're prioritizing the economy, but regardless, this is going to happen sooner or later, and it needs to happen sooner, because my fear is if they don't put us in lockdown, it will put basically 250 million people getting infected before they put it in lockdown. And the frustration is you see all these other countries going to martial law or lockdowns, and they haven't done it here. And people are still going on vacation. People are still going to the beach. People are still doing this. It's a lot of red tape and litigation before we can actually do this. We as citizens need to accept that they need to go ahead and do this. And we need to push for this. Because it is still real prominent memory of mine when I was growing up.
James, hold on one second. We got your point. We can't go down. We just got to go. We're up against a break. We got to get the Roy Sensual survey. But I appreciate your thoughts. You putting it out there. That's what's on your mind this morning. Thanks for calling, dude. We just didn't have time to go down when he was younger. They couldn't go down that road this morning.
How many years was that?
I reckon we're going to take a ride there, but we didn't have time. But hey, don't worry, because tomorrow's Tell Us Tuesday, and then we have What's on Your Mind Wednesday.
We could do this every day.
Throw it to us Thursday.
Yeah, we'll just give the listeners the radio station. That's fine.
You're fantastic. You used to call me
on my cell phone. Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. You used to call me on my cell phone. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Paisley?
Yes? Who is this?
It's Mr. Brown. I'm with the U.S. Senseless Bureau. We got your paperwork. Thank you so much for mailing that back in. You know how many people don't mail it back in? Or they're like, oh, I'll do it online, but I forget.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Thank you for doing that. But listen, the back page was blank, so I thought I can call you and quickly fill it in.
Okay, sure.
It's a bit of a questionnaire, just general questions. Do you know anyone whose favorite number is a negative number?
No.
And do you think that sea animals know that humans exist?
What? No.
Do you know what a microbiologist is? They study cells.
Yes, I do.
But the microbiologist is made of cells. So is it fair to say that cells study cells?
Sure, yeah, I guess.
Why do only dead people and attractive people get flowers? That's a little messed up.
Wow. I don't think that's true. I feel like more people get flowers than that. I'm sorry. Who is this? Is this a joke? This is a joke, right?
This is Mr. Brown. Do you know any superheroes? And I'm not talking about firefighters and cops. I'm talking about the capes and the spiders.
Yeah, my mom. Yeah, I'm pretty sure she's a legit one. Yeah.
Do you think that reindeers know how famous they are?
No, I think they do, but they're just humble about it.
Well, Paisley, I want to say thank you so much for standing on the phone because your friend Ashley wanted us to call you and do a prank phone call.
Of course it was Ashley. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
Yep, my name is Roy Brown from the Media One of the Red Morning Show. This is called The Senseless Survey.
Okay. Well, thanks for the laugh.
That is funny. You think reindeer know that they're famous?
Yeah, they're pretty famous, man.
No, they just sit there and eat and look at each other. This is Jason, you guys. Good morning, Jason. What do you want to say?
How you doing? Yeah, I just wanted to say I appreciate the senseless survey. I don't understand how people don't hang up after 2 seconds. It's, like, unbelievable to me.
Same here.
It's really just phenomenal how they stay on there, and quite honestly makes my morning, so I appreciate it.
All right, Jason, thanks for the phone call, dude. Hey, we have a couple minutes here before we have to get someone on to play Can't Beat Loren. You know that app Whisper?
Yeah.
The Whisper app's got people whispering about their relationships and how the coronavirus is affecting their relationships.
Okay.
Let me get my relationship music, and some of these are really funny. Listen to this one. My long-distance boyfriend. We've been dating long-distance for a year, and we're set to meet in person in April. And right now, he's so mad, and he can't accept the fact that I don't think it's a good idea for us to see each other. He lives in California, and I live in Mooresville. He's making me feel like it's selfish that I don't want to see him.
Okay.
I mean...
Now, wait, can I just go down a little road here? Because I have a friend who is still on Tinder currently in, like, the environment of the world. And she is matching with these people. And one of the guys was like, hey, do you want to come over? And she's like, we're supposed to be in quarantine. I've never met you. I don't know what you do in your real life.
Right. I don't know if you're practicing social distancing, if you're doing a good job at that. Oh, I'd be terrified if I was dating right now.
Yeah,
I'm terrified now. So
nothing wrong with that.
Sterling goes to the store and back, and I spray him down with Lysol because I don't know the protocol.
Let's see. Someone said these are the people sharing how the coronavirus is affecting the relationship. I'm stuck in quarantine with a boyfriend that I can't stand, and I want to break up with him. This is the worst timing for a global crisis. Day 4 of not seeing my girlfriend. FaceTime just isn't the same when you're wanting to cuddle. I can't wait for this to be over, someone told the Whisper app. Being quarantined with my girlfriend isn't so bad. It only made us more in love, honestly.
Aww.
There's positivity out there. My boyfriend and I have been moving so much furniture during this coronavirus quarantine. I don't know what's going to happen when it ends.
You're going to have a baby.
Yeah. And then you have to talk. And you, hopefully that you like each other.
Yeah.
And then someone said, my husband and I just can't stop arguing. And I feel like the stupid coronavirus has just made our relationship worse. So people are, people are just, they're having different, you know, different conversations. Amanda and I had a really good weekend. Like, my wife and I with the two kids, you know, I mean, we're just one day at a time. And with kids, Roy, it's 30-minute increments. How can we entertain these kids for 30 minutes at a time? Really, honestly, without a handbook. Yeah. But all right, let's find someone to play Can't Beat Loren. She's got 84 wins, y'all.
704-570-9595. Give us a phone call. Take the pop princess down. Maybe she's not on her game today. She doesn't look like she's on her game. Muting her microphone every 2 seconds, doing only who knows what in the closet.
Or other work stuff.
You look very distracted is what we're saying. We can see you on camera because actually people could come on and say hi to us, Roy. Where are we live right now?
Yeah, if you look up Kiss 95.1 Mornings, you can find the Facebook live feed and you can see how, you know, in tuned we are. But 704-570-9595, we need someone to play Can't Beat Loren.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren. Sponsored by Sona Dermatology and Med Spa. On Kiss 95.1.
All right, let's bring in Will.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, Will. You're playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Yeah. I'm excited.
All right, Will, are you
Fort Mill, first timer.
Are you in a closet playing, Will, like Loren is?
No, I wish.
All right, Loren, get to stepping out of that closet so we can play.
All right, I'm going.
All right, Loren is leaving. She is gone, and she can no longer hear us.
All right, Rita Wilson and her husband, who are Hollywood's first couple to test positive for coronavirus, are finally home and feeling better. Her husband is
Tom Hanks.
And this billionaire Jenner says she's never going to have a nude leak because she never has and will never send nudes. Which Jenner is that? She's a billionaire. Okay, good guess. Justin Bieber's quarantining in his home country and taking it very seriously since he already suffers from Lyme disease. What country is the Bieber from?
Canada.
We love it when country and pop stars come together on a song, and Kane Brown just teamed up with John Legend for a new song. Who is John Legend married to?
Chrissy Taylor.
All right. Question five. Like all of us, Cardi B binge-watched this Tiger show this weekend, and afterwards she wanted to start... Right, she wanted to start a GoFundMe to free Joe Exotic. All right, Roy, you got all those?
Yeah.
You're a little squirrely sometimes from home. What do you need help with, bud? That didn't sound too good.
I didn't hear him because he answered when you were talking. Because
which question?
For five.
Okay, he got that right.
Okay.
Yep. All right, bring in Loren. I'm waving my hand so she can see me.
All right, Loren's coming back in.
All right, Ren. You got four.
How did Will do?
Four. You got four correct.
Pretty good, first timer.
Rita Wilson and her husband, who are Hollywood's first couple to test positive for the coronavirus, are finally home and feeling better. Who is her husband?
Tom Hanks.
1-1.
And this billionaire Jenner says that she'll never have a nudes leak because she never has and will never send nudes. Which Jenner is the billionaire we're talking about?
If you believe it, it's Kylie.
Wow. 2-2.
You don't believe it?
I don't know. I mean, I've never sent them, so I think it's possible.
Okay. I get Roy's all the time. It's very, very surprising.
I think the Kardashian-Jenner family, I don't know. That's what made them famous.
Justin Bieber's quarantining in his home country, Loren, and he's taking very serious this coronavirus because he's got Lyme disease that he suffers from already. What country is the Bieber from?
Canada.
3-3.
All right, we love it when country and pop stars come together on a song. In fact, Kane Brown teamed up with John Legend for a new song. Who is John Legend married to?
Chrissy Teigen.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Will said Chrissy Taylor. So close.
And you knew it. It was right on the tip of your tongue.
Yeah, 4-3.
Yeah, I was right there.
All right, Loren, like all of us, Cardi B binge-watched this Tiger show this weekend, and afterwards she wanted to start a GoFundMe to free Joe Exotic. What Tiger show is that?
Tiger King.
Yeah, Tiger King.
Is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, you have 85 wins.
Will from Fort Mill. I'm sorry, not quite a win. You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I'm Will, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, buddy.
Thank you. Bye.
Still to come.
All right. I heard a rumor that Roy's a little upset, not at Nicole, but upset because the coronavirus is keeping him and Nicole from doing something, Loren. So we'll pot Nicole up from her studio here at the station, and we'll get Roy on. And Roy, do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
So, am I right? I do. You are upset.
Yeah, I am very upset because I wanted to do something. I spent money in order to do this, and now I can't do it. So let's discuss. Also, we have your chance to win $500. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. Bringing it back because you're quarantined and you need some money, need some relief. We're going to give you all that cash. It's coming up in five.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
Don't forget, we got your shot at $500. It's the return of the Kiss Cash Code. We know that times are tough, so we got some quarantine cash for you coming up. 500 bucks. You got seven times a day to win $500. Your first shot at 8 a.m. this morning. Producer Nicole's in the studio. Hi, Nicole.
I am, and I'm 6 feet away from you.
You are.
Might even be seven.
Roy and Loren are on their microphones from inside their homes. Nicole, yep. Before we get to the reason why Roy is upset, not at Nicole, but because Nicole and him had something planned that got canceled. Nicole's in here talking about how much she's working out and how the quarantining and the stay-at-home order is helping her lose weight, y'all.
Oh, and it's so annoying. It's so annoying, Nicole, because yesterday I had pizza pockets, and the last thing I want to hear is about how you're running, okay?
You know what? That's fine. I'm running track. I meal prepped. I got healthy fruits for snacks. 2020 glow up, quarantine, ain't no better time than right now.
I went through, like, the full gamut of emotions this weekend. Like, Friday, I made chicken pot pie and banana cream pie, and I was like, if I have to get fat and sit here for 30 more days, I'm taking the ship down with me. Everyone is. And then by Sunday, I was, like, walking outside and on my Peloton for, like, 20 minutes.
What have I done?
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, I've done smash burgers. I've ordered out. It's going downhill quick for me. It's going downhill.
All right, buddy. What is what's the situation? What did you and Nicole have planned that you can't do because of the stay at home?
And to be clear, I'm not upset at Nicole. I'm upset at the situation. But before this whole corona nonsense kicked off, Nicole and I had a plan where I was going to teach her how to play chess. And then her and I, she was going to come over to my house and we're going to play chess together. And I love chess. Not many people know that, but I'm a big fan of it. I think it's a lot of fun. And Sterling, my boyfriend, hates chess. So I'm living in the house with someone who refuses to play with me. Refuses to play with me. And so then when I heard, because not many people that I know like chess. So then when I heard that Nicole had this idea that she wanted to learn, I was like, you could have heard hallelujah music. I was so excited. I was like, finally, I found someone to play chess with.
You should have seen the glisten in his eyes when I said it, too. Like, I think he was halfway paying attention to whatever we were talking about in here because it was after a show and we were meeting and planning something. So he's looking at his computer, halfway looking at his phone, and then I just mentioned the idea of, I really want to learn how to play chess. This dude looked up at me like he had just fallen in love.
Because it's so much fun. You can play outside where it's nice. You can play inside. God. You can drink wine and play.
Yeah,
and
I really want to learn.
So much fun.
So this was so much fun. Let's say probably early March.
I immediately, because I wanted to impress Nicole, it's like I'm going on a date, I wanted to buy a handcrafted chessboard, a wooden chessboard that was handcrafted. I wanted to have the best of the best for her.
Did you buy it?
I spent like $70 to have some dude handcraft a chessboard for me, and it's this beautiful piece sitting in my house, and nobody will play with me. I am locked in with this $70 chessboard and no one to play with, and I can't play with Nicole.
Can you not play virtual chess?
Oh, that's not the same as holding the wooden pieces in your hand, Loren.
Whoa. Loren, what's that fancy thing that you have in your adult kitchen that, like, you put things on it and it spins around?
Oh, the Lazy Susan.
Yeah, Roy, you can do that until this is over. You can get a Lazy Susan, put your handcrafted chess set on it, and play yourself.
I have been. I've been trying, but I'm really good. I'm really good.
You mean like Roy can run across the table from one side to the other, and there we go. There's your exercise.
He just scoots the lazy Susan around so he can play both sides of the chessboard.
You know what else is like coming to my head is you paid $70 to have the board to impress Nicole. Mm-hmm. And Nicole's sitting here going, I'm into it. But I know my Nicole. Like, when we're done with the quarantine and the stay-at-home is lifted, whenever that might be in the next 30 days or so, she's going to be onto something else. It's going to be outdoor time, bro.
I knew. That's why I immediately got the board as soon as she told me. I was like, I got to capture and grab this opportunity while I have it. And then now I know I'll never get it back. And so then, now I don't know what to do because I don't know how long we're going to be in quarantine. I can't go find new friends to play chess with. So
everybody's texting that they'll play with you.
I still want to learn how to play. I think in my growing ages, I want to know how to play. I want to know how to play chess. I want to know how to play tennis, and I want to know how to play golf.
I was going to say you better add golf to that. You sound like an old white man.
Yeah,
I was about to say that's the whitest thing that I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, you know what? I want to blend in at the RNC and all. That's what I want to blend in.
I mean, gosh.
I took Nicole to the Wells Fargo Championship last year, and she was like, she turned around to me after being there for 2 minutes, and she goes, "This is the whitest male thing I've ever seen in my life."
You know, I originally learned chess. I had a brain injury back in like 2013. And my doctor told me to play chess. It's really good for
Nicole
brain injuries.
Nicole almost spit out her drink when you said that.
Brain injury. Brain injury.
He's not fully healed yet. He thinks he is. He's healed. I don't know if I want to play anymore. You beat a kid with a brain injury. Yeah. I don't know if I want to play.
Oh, wow, Roy. I can't believe I didn't see that move. It's like playing Connect Four with a three-year-old.
I teach her all the wrong moves.
Is that why you let him win in tic-tac-toe when you play?
Isn't there like a pawn? Like he puts the pawn in checkmate, and I'm like, I don't know if this is right. What do I do? Oh, that's so funny.
All right, well, we hope that you get out there and you can play.
Yeah, when this is all over, Nicole, we'll play.
Because I got a brain injury. She almost spit her water out. She's like, I can't play with him. He's got a brain injury. I can't beat him.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on KISS 95.1.
If you're just joining us, we just gave the first KISS cash code word. You got 7 times a day to win $500. It's our way to help you kind of cover the costs of if you've lost your job or you've gotten a pay cut. Finances are tight right now with the way the economy is. And we want to help you out 7 times a day. Your next shot to win $500 comes at 10 a.m. And speaking of times being tough in finances, Jason Tardik from The Bachelor, he's a finance guy, and we thought it would be great to get Jason on to kind of help us figure out how to deal with our finances in an economy when so many of us have never had to deal with pay cuts and lost jobs before. Dude, we appreciate you coming on. I'm sure Nicole has explained everything to you, except the fact that she's totally fangirling right now. Did she explain that?
No, other than that, everything else is good to go, but I appreciate it. Nicole's been awesome.
Yeah, Jason, and it's not easy, Roy and Loren, you know this, to have a girl who is not attracted to men fangirl over a boy who's not Justin Bieber, by the way.
I love it. What an honor.
So, oh,
amazing.
The main reason why we had you on, Jason, was we said to Nicole, hey, get somebody on to know something about finances, because right now, we just found out that 1 in 9 people that live in Mecklenburg County, the big county here in Charlotte, work in the hospitality business and currently don't have a job. But also, these same people, Jason, have bills, lots of them. So we were like, maybe somebody could come on and just help us navigate through the best scenario to help someone who either lost major income or currently doesn't have a job on how to help us pay our bills and stuff.
Right.
What can we do?
You know, I know it's a tough analogy, but it's like when you get sick or you get the flu. Like, you have all these plans for the month, right? We're going to go out. Maybe you have a date. You know something you're going to buy. Maybe you have a vacation. And then, boom, you wake up and you have the flu. Well, now you got to adjust everything. You got to change what you're doing. You have to go to the doctor's office. You have to go take some medicine. You have to sleep more, hydrate more. That analogy is exactly what's happening as it relates to our finances. Right now, we're seeing a lot of pullback. And as a whole, as individuals, as a kind of a country, we have to reassess what's going on because of what's happening and adjust what we're doing and how we're doing it as it relates to budgeting and spending.
So with that being said, clearly you need to make sure you have a fine-tuned budget. How would you even go about doing that? Is there a website you recommend or an app you recommend for people to budget?
Yeah. You know, a quick step-by-step would be start with understanding what's coming in. Use that after you want after-tax income. You don't want gross income, so you know what actual cash is coming in. And then identify what fixed expenses you have. So fixed expenses are things like, you know, rent or insurance or your bill, your monthly gym bill, that you know, things that are locked in. And then understand your discretionary expenses. That's going out, buying food, things that you can eliminate, variable expenses, right? And right now, the two things I would talk to you about is when you're looking at your budget, first, you're going to have to eliminate some of those discretionary expenses, some of the day-to-day things that typically you would always spend on whatever it might be, a cup of coffee, a lunch out, buying food in. You're going to have to eliminate or reduce those. The second thing is those fixed expenses. This is the time to negotiate. So when we talk about your rent or we're talking about some of your debt rates or insurance rates, this is the time you need to pick up your phone, call your landlord, call your banker, your loan service officer, and let them know what's going on because you have leverage to negotiate those fixed expenses too.
Great.
I know, Jason, I know you and Colton are good friends, and he had tested positive for COVID-19. Have you talked to him? How's he doing?
Yeah, I talked to Colton. He's hanging in there. The thing about Colton is, I don't know if you could tell or not when you see him on TV, but Colton is a monster. He's like 6'3", 6'4", 230, pure muscle, in unbelievable shape.
And like you, Roy?
Like that is when a guy like that's telling me he's just walking around and losing his breath, it breaks down the severity of kind of how difficult this is. So, he's battling, but he's getting there. He's a healthy, strong guy. So I think he'll be okay to take this down. But it's been a really tough go for him.
What's happening with The Bachelor with COVID-19? What are you hearing? What's the Harrison update?
The Chris Harrison update, from what I'm gathering, the current filming of The Bachelorette and Claire season has been delayed. I think it's been delayed, just from what I understand, is for the foreseeable future. Now, they gave an update a few weeks ago and said they're going to delay it for 2 weeks and give us another update. Well, we don't have that update. So I have to assume that is going to continue to be delayed. And me personally, I don't see them filming that anytime soon, given what's going on. Now, the biggest question, I think, is one, will they film The Bachelorette, or will they maybe this year just not have it? They'll have to ask themselves what's more important to the franchise, Bachelor in Paradise or The Bachelorette. They've already eliminated Summer Games. So now the big question is, do you film Bachelorette in the summer when hopefully this passes, or do you go right to The Bachelor in Paradise? And my personal opinion, which could be wrong, and I who knows, but I think what's going to happen is that they're going to have to delay The Bachelorette and that they'll go right into Paradise because Paradise has become such a monster hit for the show. But that's strictly just a guess from my end with limited information.
Jason, we appreciate you joining us here on the
Roy hates The Bachelor
show.
And Bachelorette, by the way, Jason.
I can't get it.
He doesn't. He's not into it. Like, what you just said was gold for us. And Roy is kind of like, all right, Jason, well, thanks for the update on our finances.
Jason, your finance stuff is a bigger deal to me, bud. I love hearing your finances.
I respect it, man. I respect it. That's awesome. And I got to give a shout out. My parents actually live in Charlotte, so it's cool to be on Charlotte station. And thank you guys for having me.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, we want to play a game, and you guys can play along with Roy and Loren. We just need a caller right now to call in and play the game. Is it a Netflix kids show?
And I'm going to be so bad at this because you know that button exists. Every time I log into my Netflix, I see kids, and I never click it. I have no clue what it even looks like.
If you have kids and you're staying at home right now, you know, with the pandemic in full swing and your kid's not at school, they're either doing outside activities, or streaming on Netflix. So if you want to play Is It a Netflix Kids Show just for fun, we don't have a prize, give us a shout. 704-570-9595. We'll patch you through to have a little fun this morning. Of course, if you're not too busy with your online so-called job where you're answering emails every 2 minutes. You guys ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
Roy Brown, Llama Llama, is that a kid's show? Yes or no?
Llama Llama, I could see that being a kid's show. I'm going to vote yes.
Loren, you have a son.
Yes, it's a kid's show.
It is a kid's show. That is right. Llama Llama is a kid's show. How about Slippy the Anagram? Kid's show or not, Slippy the Anagram.
I'm going to say not a kid's show.
Yeah, that just sounds stupid.
Not a kid's show is correct, Loren. Look at you. Emily in Rock Hill is on. She wants to play with us. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning.
You have kids?
Yes.
Are they constantly streaming on Netflix like the rest of the world's kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about this one, Emily in Rock Hill? We'll let you guess first. Is it a Netflix kid's show, yes or no? Octonauts.
Yes.
Roy?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Octonauts? Like, what is that? What's an octonaut?
I don't know. Is it a real show or a fake show?
I'm going to go with a fake show.
All right, Loren?
It's a real show.
Really? What's it about?
It's like these little half-human, half-fish things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Are they in space? I mean, I've heard it. I don't know if I've watched it, Emily. Are they in space, these octonauts?
They're underwater.
I think so. I've heard of it.
Oh, underwater. All right, Glitter Force. Is Glitter Force a Netflix kids show? Yes or no?
No.
Loren, Glitter Force.
It is.
You know all these?
Don't ask me why. My son doesn't even watch the Glitter Force yet, but my best friend's kids watch them, and they have three girls. Yeah.
Loren is unstoppable in this game. It is a Netflix kids show.
I think I know more Netflix kids shows than I do regular Netflix shows.
How about Little Baby Bum? Is Little Baby Bum a Netflix kids show?
Yeah, it is.
Really?
Would you let Emily and Roy answer before you give the definitive answer?
I've heard of that one.
You have?
Yeah. How do you, like, I swear to you guys, you're speaking a different language to me. I've never heard of these shows ever. Little Baby Bum?
I think it would be a little strange if you and your partner Sterling were watching Little Baby Bum or Octonauts. You know, you don't have kids in the house yet, bud. And you don't know what your nieces and nephews are streaming up in Roanoke.
That's true.
All right. Emily, how about this one? Scream the Letters Out Loud. Is that a kids Netflix streaming show? Scream the Letters Out Loud.
No. I've never heard of it.
Roy?
No.
Well, to be clear, I haven't heard of any of these, but I do think, like, scream the letter out loud. I could see that being a kid's thing.
Loren?
Scream the letter out loud. My son loves ABC stuff, and I haven't heard of this.
It is not a kid's show. Scream the letters out loud. Thank God, because the last thing we need is our kids yelling in the house. Right?
Did you all see Dallas's video on Facebook yesterday of Cash screaming like Ozzy Osbourne into the microphone,
no,
the ABCs and counting?
No, can you get that audio for us? I'd love to play it.
It's rough.
Oh, that's funny. All right, the last one, Roy, you guess first, and then we'll let Emily and Loren go.
Okay.
Is Ninjago a kid's show on Netflix? Ninjago or Ninjago? I'm not sure if the J is silent or not.
I gotta say no. Ninjago? What could it even be about?
Emily in Rock Hill, kids show?
Yes, my son loves Ninjago.
What is it?
I'll go yes.
Roy wants to know what that one's about, Emily.
I've seen the Lego Ninjago. I haven't seen the actual one, but I've seen Lego Ninjago, and it's just ninjas. Really?
What happened to, like, Aladdin and Scooby-Doo and SpongeBob SquarePants?
My son likes those, too.
Okay. Yeah, my son, too.
I think I went 100% on that. That's probably the only test I've ever taken where 100%.
That's great. Hey, you passed with flying colors, Loren. Good for you. Emily in Rock Hill, thanks for hanging with us. What are you doing this morning?
I am heading to work.
What kind of work do you do?
I work in a healthcare facility.
You're on the front lines.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much, you and everybody else who's on the front lines helping us fight this pandemic. We really appreciate it, and we're glad you tuned in to us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Have a great day. I love talking to people like that. In fact, my neighbor's mom is a nurse, and she came over to see her granddaughter. And the granddaughter's almost a year old, Loren, and she had a social distance from the grandchild, couldn't hug her, just got off a 12-hour shift, and we all gave her a little round of applause and yelled and said, you know, thanks for doing what you do. So
I know, and kids don't understand social distancing either. It's so hard to explain to them why they can't hug someone.
I know, but we're going to get through this. We'll get through it together, you guys.
Still to come.
I know my wife and her friends, my neighbors, were all talking about this. Loren, tell me if this is true or not. Are women, and mostly women, I'm sure some guys are too, but are women freaking out because you can't go to the salons and get your hair done? Oh, wait, hold on. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What'd you say?
Absolutely. People are freaking out over this. We've all been told not to do it ourselves.
All right, let's discuss a little further coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
Woo! This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
$500 seven times a day. We just did the keyword for 8 o'clock. We have another keyword coming up at 10. Here's your next chance to win with Cameron.
Somebody sent a nice text message to our engineers and to Roy saying, Roy's mic sounds better when he's at home than it does when he's at the station.
That's good.
You've been fantastic.
Thank you,
sure
engineers.
That's not our boss.
And our boss, Quagmire, was on the case, too. That's fair. Yep.
I will say there was a lot of thought that went into my home studio and making sure I sound perfect for you.
Good. Yeah, you guys sound good. You too, Loren.
Thanks.
We were talking, Loren, about how the struggle is real right now. And it's, I will use women because I feel like you guys and the relationship you have with your hairstylist is way stronger than the bond that a lot of men have with their guy. Like, we can go to Sports Clips, Johnny, the guy that we go to all the time. Like, we'll just get it done.
Yeah, I will say, though, I think coming out of this whole thing, poor Dallas and Cashton are going to need a haircut worse than anybody. Like, their hair grows so fast. But yeah, so all the salons around the country are closed due to the coronavirus, and there's a lot of people freaking out. Like, I'm pretty much going to look like my Silver Fox husband when this is all over, but my hair cut will still be okay. It's going to be my color that is, you know, the most, the thing that I need the most done.
Now, when I went to, it was like the day before they closed all the salons, and I went to my girl Catherine, and I asked her to cut it as short as possible because I knew it's going to be forever till I get back in, and then get how much of a germaphobe I was. I wanted to make sure she was clean, so I told her, I was like, I feel kind of uncomfortable, and so she's like, she sanitized all of her equipment for me. She had her combs that were in the sanitizing water. I had to like get proof that everything was good.
Yeah. Good. Good. You should. But Loren, yeah. I was going to ask you, are you not going to color it at home?
So I did the same thing Roy did, like right before the salons closed. Like, I went and was like, okay, cut it so that I can manage it for the next 2 months and just make it a little bit darker so you can't see my grays as much. I'm going to be gray regardless, but at least I have a good cut. But I'm not alone, and there's people freaking out all over Twitter, and some of the like tweets are hilarious.
All right, what do you got?
All right. Somebody said, this is from Emily. She said, I simply can't be held responsible for the damage I'm going to do to my hair during this quarantine. I say another 4 days maximum, and I'll be cutting it with office scissors. And, you know, this is something like when I went to go see my, I must said my therapist, which is pretty much my hairstylist. She basically told me slash threatened me. She's like, whatever you do, please do not use a box of like CVS dye on your hair.
That's your only option at this point, though.
I know.
What else can you do?
Now, this is from Adam. Adam said, I was trying to be a good gay man in quarantine in this crisis and dye my hair blonde. I'm now a ginger.
Wow. Let me tell you something. The color of the hair on the box does not equal what your hair is going to look ever like when you open the box and make the mix.
But that's what they make you think whenever you see the box. You're like, oh, this is what it's going to look like.
Yep.
Yeah, remember when you colored my beard, Loren, a couple months ago?
We do.
And it looked, I mean, a lot of people actually liked the cut or the color of it, but I was like, oh, man, this is way too dark.
Yeah, because it didn't look like what was on the box, just like what you just said.
Now I'm growing a nice white beard. It's my Corona beard, by the way. I'm not shaving until we come out of this. It could be another month.
Okay.
You're going to look like Santa Claus when you're done.
No, I know. Kids, okay. but then kids will be allowed to jump on my lap by then. We won't have to social distance, hopefully.
Oh, you and my unibrow. I have a full-on unibrow by the time this is over. We're all going to look like trolls crawling up under our rocks. Christy said, the longer I'm stuck inside, the more likely I am to do something drastic and irreversible to my hair. And then the last one came from Kona, and she said, if I come out of quarantine with all my hair cut off, just mind your own business.
That's funny.
That is funny. You know, we have clippers here in my house. We went ahead and bought it on Amazon. So then in the event that we have to start a clipping,
yeah,
we will. I'll cut Sterling's hair. He can cut my hair. Depends on how long we're going to be quarantined in here.
Yeah, Dean and I went and got our haircuts done. But God, like I said, guys can do that, Loren. Women, you guys have certain ways you cut your hair, and only your stylist knows.
Yep.
Right? I mean, like, there's tons of people who know how to cut hair, but you got to trust your stylist.
Right.
Producer Nicole just whispered in my ear that we have Vicky on line 8 who says she's going to cut her hair on her own today. And I want to talk to her. Let's take a quick break. Do you think we could talk her into taking a couple slides? Can you do it while we're on the air live with her?
Oh, yeah. No.
I think so.
She's going to do it anyway. She might as well tell us how it turns out.
Let's get the play-by-play.
All right, let's do that coming up in less than 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere, y'all.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Manny, Roy, and Loren, Kiss 95.1, the home of the Kiss Cash Code, you guys. We kicked it off at 8 a.m. this morning. You got 7 chances to win $500. Roy, your next chance?
Your next chance to win is coming up at 10 a.m.
And then it's every 2 hours after that. That's so easy to keep track of.
Yep.
So, Loren, you were talking about how the struggle is real. For women especially right now, because you can't go see your stylist. You can't get into the salon.
All the salons are closed. And, you know, when we emerge from this whole coronavirus, we're all going to look like trolls crawling out from under our rocks because we're going to have gray hair and overgrown cuts and all kinds of crazy things.
How are stylists considered non-essential? That's what I want to know.
Amen.
Right? I know. But let's bring in Vicky. Vicky, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ram Morning Show. Our producer said that you were thinking about cutting your own hair.
Vicky, are you going to cut your hair for us this morning?
Yeah, I mean, I have no choice right now. I was supposed to go into labor on the 27th, but now, like, I have to, like, just do something, you know? Like, I wanted to have pictures taken, and I want to look nice, and I feel like I just got to do it myself. Like, I have no options right now.
All right, describe yourself for us. Like, how long is your hair, and what kind of style do you rock?
So right now I have like mid shoulder length and I want it to take at least like an inch off.
Okay.
And you thought that this was a good idea. I'm nervous for you because this could go very wrong and you're having a baby and you want, you know, to remember those moments. Maybe have your husband take a couple pictures after, you know, they lay the baby on your chest and you might have to have it in a ponytail after this.
I mean, like, I'm going to, like, I watched a bunch of YouTube tutorials. I feel like I've got this. I'm going to try. You know, I have no other options, so.
All right. You have the scissor, and what are you doing, like, wetting it with a comb? Did you put the comb in the blue?
No, like, I found a technique you can use your razor, like, so I'm using my husband's, like razor thing that he uses to shave his head.
Really?
Or, like, to groom his hair. Yeah.
Like an electric one.
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it, but yeah.
So you're going to take an inch off of your hair all the way around using those?
Yeah, I'm going to put my hair in a ponytail and then just use this to try to, like, level it off.
We can all agree it's not going to go well, right?
But we can also agree this is great radio, right? I mean, where else are you getting? You might be getting Corona information on the other dials, but right now we're going to cut Vicky's hair live on the radio for her.
Vicky, I'm so nervous for you.
All right, Vicky, we got the drum roll going. After you hear the drum roll stop, will you start the razor? All right, Vicky. Go ahead, Vicky.
All right, now or never.
Oh, my God.
Can you hear it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yell, don't do it.
Okay. All right, it's gone. Okay. All right, then.
So you just put your hand in the ponytail, and you just took the trimmer and what, ran it up or down or sideways?
Just straight, like a horizontal line.
Like straight across. Oh, and it all came out?
Yep.
And how
much do you think you took off?
At least like half a hand's worth.
Wow.
Oh my gosh, that's like 4 inches.
Okay, I guess I don't know how to do math. I took it off.
You said an inch at first. This is, oh no.
Well, now what are we going to do?
How about this? Go to a mirror, take a look, see if you look beautiful.
I mean, I honestly, like, I feel like I had to do it. Maybe, like, I'm still in shock. Like, I think I'm going to regret this in a couple days. But right now, it feels like I did a good decision. Like, I feel like I did good.
Good.
Vicky, I got better news for you. This is going to be our daily promo, as we call it, and probably going to be running throughout the day.
I just want to remind everyone that I had a pregnancy breakdown over my underwear last night. Like, Vicky just cut 4 inches off of her hair with a clipper.
Oh, yeah, no, we're witnessing a breakdown currently. Can you send us a photo?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll post that up at the MRL show and on our socials, Instagram and Twitter, and then Kiss Mornings is our Facebook page.
I love it. You do you. Cut your hair. Do whatever you want. You have a baby coming. This is great.
We'll call it the Corona
cut. Yeah, I was going insane. I needed to do this. I feel liberated.
Oh, great. She feels liberated, and then after that baby comes and she sees the picture, she'll call us back with a complaint, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. And congratulations.
Yeah, most likely.
Congratulations on that baby. Good luck with everything, okay?
All right, thanks.
All right, there you go. If you're just joining us, Vicky just cut her hair live on the radio with a razor, her husband's electric trimmer. She put it in a ponytail and just went straight across, and she goes, oh, boy. I love you guys. You're the best. All right, hey, coming up after 9, let's get into this. Women are wearing this at home, Loren, in a new trend during the quarantine times. And also, a doctor says, women, while you're at home, you shouldn't go braless. Hmm. Yeah, we'll get into that, too, coming up just after 9. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, Loren, people are, women are finding, if they're sitting at home bored, they're doing this, wearing this at home to give it a second life. What do you think it is?
I have no idea whatsoever.
You're in your closet right now, broadcasting live. Roy, we can see Loren. We're on video chat as well in here. Loren, can you go and put your wedding dress on for us? Because that's what people are doing, giving their wedding dresses a second life, wearing them at home and wearing them for meetings with their employees.
Okay, that's cute. You think with my baby bump, I'm going to get my wedding dress on?
Or are they doing this? Just to be funny?
Yeah. So it's a trend that started by a woman named Carrie Sittenfeld. She started the trend when she tweeted that her kids wanted her to wear her wedding dress on day 12 of social distancing. So she did. And then other women got in on the fun and posted images of them wearing their wedding dresses and gowns at home as well. She said, my kids wanted me to wear my wedding dress at lunch, and I couldn't think of a reason not to, along with a picture of her sipping a drink.
We spend so much money on these wedding gowns. We literally wear them for, like, I don't know, 8 hours, and then we never see them again. So why not? I think it's fun. Pull them out of the closet if it still fits. Hey, hell, even if it doesn't fit, just leave it unzipped and walked around in it.
I mean, yeah, put your veil on. Do something fun like that. You know, these are times. This is uncharted territory for us.
You know what? Go ahead. Out of it too.
Put the whole thing on. Go around the neighborhood. Go for a walk. Talk loudly to yourself. You know.
Renew your vows with your kids watching. The kids didn't get to see it the first time around.
Let the dogs jump on you.
Yeah, whatever. Eat a hot dog like mustard spill all over. It's fine.
Yeah. We'll put pictures, by the way, up at kiss95.1.com. You can go see all the women wearing their wedding dresses at home. Giving them a second life during our quarantining. Now, the other thing that ladies are doing, and Loren, I don't know if you've been doing this or not, but have you been going braless since you're quarantined and you're stay-at-home order, so you're not really going public?
Yeah, 100%.
I got bad news for you. A doctor says it's not a good idea because it could risk damage to something called Cooper's ligaments, which is a connective tissue, and it can also cause sagging, especially in women with larger girls. Experts say they do understand how bras are uncomfortable for women, but you might want to find an alternative such as flexi wires or non-wired styles or a sports bra.
I was going to say, I haven't put on a regular bra in like weeks. I've just been wearing sports bras every day.
This, of course, because a lot of women are using the hashtag braless at home on social media.
I love that people are wearing their wedding dresses, and I also love the neighborhood gossip that goes along with it, because you know someone's looking at their window going, oh, sweetheart Deborah, she lost it. Look at her over there just walking around that house. She got that damn old wedding dress on. Just the other night, she's barbecuing out there making smash burgers on the grill. I saw it.
I wonder if people will redo their vows.
That'd be cool. It's a cool time to do things, because this is going to be forever in our history. You're going to remember the time. You will always remember the time that you were locked down.
Get this. I was talking to my son who's going to, you know, his birthday is next month, so he's going to be 7. And I said, Dean, I'm going to do a video with you talking about this, and I want you to remember this as much as you can, because your kids are going to ask you about it.
Yeah.
You know, your kids are going to say, hey, tell us about the time when, you know, the world shut down for months because of the pandemic, you know? And Dean, he said, all right, I'll do a video, but what are they going to say when they come to you, Dad? And I said, well, I'll be grandpa, and I can't remember anything now. There's no way I'm going to remember a thing of it.
Or, as usual, you're going to remember things your way, and it's not going to be right.
Bro,
like, you're going to get a... Yeah.
Let's put it this way. I'm almost 45, and Dean's 7. If I see any of my grandkids, it'll be a miracle. I mean, I'm going to be 150. Well, that's the way I planned my life. I didn't have kids young. I had kids on the older side. Like your grandpa husband, I mean, Dallas, Loren.
Wow, I wish he could hear that.
Oh, he hears it all the time. He texts me and tells me I wear him out.
Hey, my dad was older than Dallas was when he had his first kid.
Roy, I love that Dallas is right in between Loren's age and her mom's age. And her mom's
he can pick whichever one he wants.
Her mom's like,
smack
hot.
Smack dab in the middle. Yeah. 9 years older than me, 9 years younger than my mom.
See, and I'm also in this weird position to where I don't know what I want, because I don't think I want to wait until I'm older to have kids, but I also don't want kids anytime soon, so I'm in a conundrum.
Gotta figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. And then my poor daughter, you know, she's 19 months old now, and her birthday is tomorrow. She'll be 20 months old, and it's like... I don't know. Will I see her grandkids? I don't know. How many years will that be?
Buddy, she could easily have grandkids in 20 years.
That puts me at... in my 60s. You're right.
That's not bad.
See, you're fine.
Okay.
Not everybody waits until they're 40 like you. Some people have when they're 20, okay?
How about what I told my mom that we were pregnant with Dean for the first time? You know, Amanda's mom. This was Amanda's mom. Dean was Amanda's mom's first grandkid. Uh-huh. So we called her. and told her. She was super excited. And I told Amanda, I said, listen, we've already been married for 2 years now, but you know my mom a little bit, but don't be surprised if my mom's negative about this. And she goes, how could she be negative? I said, well, let's call. So we called my mom on speakerphone. Hello? Yeah, hi, Mom. Guess what? You're going to be a grandparent again. Oh, Amanda's pregnant? Yeah. Well, I hope you know your life's over. Going out. Saving
how old
money.
Were you?
Yeah, I was 37.
37. You're like, hey, Mom, I think it's time.
Like, going out is over. Saving your money's over. Your life's over when you have kids. Yeah. Why'd you do that for, you idiots?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Did you see this text message we got from 704? It said you guys are amazing for doing MRL show Operation Kids Care. She's got four kids between the ages of 5 and 13, and they are currently working hard on the cards, and she sent a little picture. And it is important. It's important for you to do Operation MRL Show's Kids Care.
And if you've never heard of it, we are asking you to make a bunch of cards for the elderly that are in these assisted living communities, these facilities where they're not allowed to see their family, you know, because coronavirus, COVID-19 is impacting those who are elderly. It's for you to make cards, get your kids to make cards for them, mail it to us. We'll sanitize and bring it to the people in the facilities.
And this is a great time to do something with your kids, too. You know, they're at home. They're not in school. They probably need something to pour a little love and creativity into. And this is a great way to be kind, give back, and teach them about respecting and loving their elders.
Now, I know you're trying to get to 1,000 cards here in the next few weeks. That would be amazing if we could split up and drop off 100 cards to different facilities all across the Carolinas. Nicole, how many facilities are we in touch with?
As of right now, probably like six, I think six.
So six facilities have reached out and said, hey, we heard what you're doing and our residents would absolutely love to get cards from the kids. And that's why we need your help, right?
Seven.
Okay. Seven facilities. And we need you to mail the cards right here to the radio station. And like Roy said, we'll sanitize them here. But then when we drop them off at the facilities, we're already in touch with them. They know how to handle the mail, how to hand the mail out, you know, and keep it safe for their residents. But seven homes have asked us to help with their residents put a little smile on their face. Can you do it? Can you get your kids to do it? You can head over to kiss951.com or jump on the Kiss95.1 app for details on that. Or just like on our socials, all the directions and instructions on how to do it and where to ship them are all up there too. Okay, Lorraine, what's going on in the world of celebrity gossip? Do you got an update for us this morning? I feel like I'm out of it.
I do. You want to do it right now?
Yeah, why not? Do it now, all then right. You can run to the bathroom. I know you're holding your bladder over there, pregnant
I'm
mama.
I'm really hungry. I'm getting hangry. You know, these pregnancy cravings. but yeah, so Kylie Jenner, we already know that she's great at keeping a secret because she kept a secret about her pregnancy through the whole pregnancy with Stormy. But she was recently asked who's most likely to leak their nudes between all her friends. And she didn't even miss a beat. She said, well, it won't be me because I don't send nudes. Don't know if you believe that from the Kardashian-Jenner family since, you know, Kim's tape made them famous. But I feel like Kylie is probably a little bit more level-headed and business-minded, so
yeah.
Maybe she doesn't.
Now
she has. She went from really thin lips to really big lips, and she claims her lip gloss did it. So let's trust that one.
And you said something really interesting this morning, Loren. You kind of slid it in during Can't Beat Loren at 7:38 this morning and said that you've never sent a picture.
Never in my life.
So Dal goes on the road a lot. You never send him anything semi-revealing.
Nope. And here's the thing. It's not that I don't trust him. I don't trust him to lose his phone.
You're afraid that a lost phone would show up, and there you are.
Yes.
So take your face out of it.
No, it's just, listen, you're going to be home at a certain point. Like, we can get down then. Like, you're gone for 2 days. Keep it in your pants.
I've taken many photos of myself. But the problem, and when I say many, it's not because I've sent so many out. It's because I didn't like the one, so I had to take like 20 more photos to get the right
angle. Roy's got to get real creative with angles.
It was just never worth it to me. I don't know why.
Where was this taken from? I got under the dining room table and shot up.
Lighting was better.
Yeah. I walked past the window and looked and snapped a picture. Nicole, tell Loren how to safely send a nudie to Dal when he hits the road again. I know you do it.
There's a I don't know. Snapchat.
Snapchat.
No. He doesn't need one. He'll get over it.
All right.
When he comes home, he can have all the nudies he wants.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. What else is going on in Hollywood?
All right. So Post Malone is putting together a virtual beer pong tournament to keep us entertained during the coronavirus. So Post Malone is he's got Machine Gun Kelly on board. He's got Kane Brown, Rob Gronkowski, and a bunch of other participants, too. And they're going to be doing this 8-day tournament that is supposed to launch next week. So you'll be able to watch that. Now, I wasn't sure how you would do a virtual beer pong tournament, but I guess it's like you set up your cups and then you also set up cups at the end of the table. And then everybody, you know, drinks when you sink one.
Okay. Yeah,
we need to do a virtual happy hour or something with all of us drinking with our listeners on Zoom or something. Okay.
And Wendy Williams is complaining because she can't get her girls redone. She, you know, with all the elective surgeries being postponed, she said, you know, you save all your money. You've been planning this for years. You get your appointment, then all of a sudden Corona pops up and you have to deal with these saggy boobies. So, you know, I'm sure she'll get that rescheduled once this whole virus is over. But Lady Gaga did spend her birthday in quarantine, and Ariana Grande and Tony Bennett and some other stars sent her sweet messages as well. So happy birthday to her. And you can get more celebrity gossip at kiss951.com.
Yeah, don't forget, we mentioned it at 9 a.m. this morning. Around that time, if ladies, you're doing hashtag go braless at home, an expert says you got to be careful of that. The girls need support, this doctor went on to say. So wear something, even if it's just like a sports bra like Loren's rocking at home. So tell that to Wendy Williams.
That's right.
Okay. The Kiss Cash Code, your shot at $500 happens 7 times a day on Kiss 95.1. You got another shot to win $500 coming up at 10 a.m. this morning. We know times are tough, and you know a lot of people were laid off. Bills need to be paid. Income's not the same as it used to be. We're all feeling it, man. That's why we're doing it 7 times a day. You're shot at $500, okay?
Okay.
Cameron's up next, then the Roy Show, and money for you all day long right here on Kiss 95.1. We'll see you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Cameron's up next. Quarantine Court tomorrow morning at 7:50.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.